Welcome back to Ride University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. I want to welcome back to those who have been part of this series since we kicked it off. And for the new people, welcome. So for those who are new, RIDE stands for, as you can see, Returning Citizens Inspired to Develop Entrepreneurial Ventures University. So it's powered by EDAC, which is at Morgan State University, and funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. So over the last couple of months, we've been focusing on really how to get started in business. We kicked it off with mindset. We talked about make, marketing, manage, and operations. And now we're focusing on the money. So if you haven't seen any of the previous ones, just go back to edacmorgan.com. That's edacmorgan.com. And you'll have an opportunity to see some of the previous workshops that we've done. So we're going to talk about the money and we're going to talk about startups. So what does it really cost you to get your idea from an idea standpoint to implementation to a product or a service? All right, so here are a couple of things that I want to talk about. So startup costs. So as you're thinking about what are your startup costs, if you're not familiar with the industry, or even if you are familiar with the industry, you may want to have a conversation with some competitors if they want to share with you, you know, what it takes to get started. But you can also look at their website to see what they're doing as well, or visit their location if they have a storefront. Another good source to find startup costs are associations. And they provide, there's an association for everything, I should say. So they'll provide you with a good association, I should say, will provide you with an overview of what's happening in the industry and maybe connect you with some of those members who can then share with you what it really takes to get started in this particular business. And then go out and find the numbers. Don't just guess about it. So let's say, for example, under uses, what you need the money for, what the uses of your startup cost is. Let's say you need supplies. Well, go out to one of the office supply stores and start writing down, this is what I need. Or if you need a heavy piece of equipment like a truck, you know, do some research on what it costs. And if you go back to the manage section of this series, where we talk about that team, you know, reach out to an accountant to help you determine whether or not is it best for me to finance this, or is it best to for me finance it to purchase or finance to lease. So you want to be able to know that. So go out and just have that conversation with individuals and then do your homework to find out what those costs are to start up. So don't forget about your legal, your accounting, your insurance, any regulations based off of your particular industry, supplies, office supplies, what else do you need? Probably some furniture, vehicle, you know, just think about those things that's going to take to get your business from an idea to implementation. All right, now you found out what your startup costs are, you probably said, all right, Omar, how am I going to pay for all this? Well, I just listed some couple things that you may want to look at. And for those who were with us from the beginning, we did this thing called the SWOT analysis. The S stands for strengths. The W stands for weaknesses. So those are more internally. Kind of figure out what your strengths are and how can you strengthen your weaknesses. And then externally, what are some opportunities that you can look at? And then what are some threats that can possibly come to your business? So I would look at doing this SWOT analysis again so that you can begin to figure out how will I get access to some resources. So here are a couple items. So at the top, we have savings. So if you have some savings, that's one of the ways you can get started in business. Customers. So if you are already in business and you have some revenue coming in, your customers can fund some more startup costs, really fund your business. You know, that cash flow that keeps you alive in business. So your customers can be one aspect of finding money. They're financial institutions. So financial institutions will have some requirements. So they're going to look at your credit. They're going to look at your capacity. Do you have the capacity, experience in the industry? Are you putting up any money? Are you putting any capital into the business, or have you put money into the business? They're also going to look at, you know, who's on your team? What skills do you have? So kind of think about that. So in the beginning, you can really start going out to some of these financial institutions. When I say financial institutions, yes, I am talking about banks. However, there are some nonprofit financial institutions that you can start reaching out to really help you identify the best resources for you. And then investors, I mean, depending on what type of business you're going into, you know, you may want to look at some investors. And again, they're going to be real strict on what they're looking for. They're going to want something called a pitch deck. So we may have to come back and do something on a pitch deck. So would you really explain what type of business, what need you're addressing in the marketplace? And again, if you go back to the first couple videos that I've done, you'll get an understanding of customer discovery. Where are you with your management team? Have you made any sales? You know, so kind of think about that as you are thinking about investors. And then family and friends. We love our family and friends. But how many people, raise your hand, how many people actually have family and friends that are going to provide them with some startup capital? You never know. So reach out to them and have an agreement put in place so it protects not only you, but it's also going to protect your family and friends as well. And then it's nothing wrong with this, you know, being an entrepreneur and having a part-time job to really bring in resources for yourself, your household, as well as for your business. So you may want to think about having a part-time job as well. So these are some ways, not all of the ways, but these are some ways in which you can get your business funded. So don't forget the Breakthrough Podcast. I co-host it with Leon Robinson IV. We air on the last Monday of the month. We do about 2 podcasts. So you'll have an opportunity to hear some formerly incarcerated individuals who are now entrepreneurs, as well as resources to help you get started in business, but also to help you with life. And then to reach out to us, Rise Small Biz, that's our Instagram. Our website is edacmorgan.com. And if you want to email me for questions, I'm at omar@edacmorgan.com. That's it. We'll see you next time on Ride University. Take care. Peace.
This is Mixed Map Production.